Welcome to Tarani Mecha of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles. Today we'll be studying Hosea chapter 5. Hosea continues with the Musar to the people for the sin of Avodah Zarah, the rejection of Hashem. The parak begins in Pasuk Aleph, Shimu Zot HaKohanim Vakshivu Beit Yisrael. He turns to the Kohanim, the priests, a reference to the priests of idolatry, and listen, the children of Israel. Ubeid HaMelech Hazinu, and the Musar is specific to the Beis HaMelech, the king's house. Hazinu Kilachem HaMishpat, listen closely because the judgment is against them. What is the judgment? Kipach Hayitem LeMitzpah V'Reshet Prusa Al Tavor. You have set up a snare to mitzvah and a net extended over Har Tavor. This is a reference to the fact that they set up sentry guards, the kings, over these two very large mountains in order to stop the Jews from going and serving Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, Aliyah LaRegel, the three times of year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And therefore, V'shachta Seitim Ha'emiku, by preventing the slaughter of offerings, the deviants deepened iniquity. Va'ani musar lekulam. And Hashem says, I am going to castigate all of you. I'm going to give you musar. We find here that the major claim against the people is the fact that they're not going up to the Beis HaMikdash, they're not going to the temple to serve Hashem and to bring the sacrifices as Hashem has commanded. And he goes on by saying, Ani yadati Ephraim v'Yisrael lo nichacha mimeni. I know Ephraim and Israel, it's not hidden from me. Ki ata hezneta Ephraim nitma Yisrael. I know you have committed harlotry, Ephraim. Israel has been defiled. And I know that this has been specifically to go against Hashem only now in the times of Hosea, when a new king has come up, Hosea ben Ela, who has taken down those sentries, and the people still do not go up, and they worship the Eglei Zahav, the golden calves that Yeravam has set up. The fact that now they have the opportunity to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple, and they do not do so, shows that in retrospect, all those years that there were sentries set up, the people really didn't want to go up. The people were very happy to serve idolatry. Hashem knows, lo nichacha mimeni, it is not hidden from God. He knows their true intention is one of hizneta, that word that we've seen over and over again in Hosea, the idea of znut, the idea of harlotry, the idea of leaving Hashem. And therefore, lo yitnu malalehem lashuv, because they have acted in this way and they have not abandoned their ways, there will not be able lashuv el Eloheim. And as Radak points out, there could come a time that a person is so immersed in sin that they need to get punished, even if they were going to do tshuva. There is a repercussion for one's sin. Ki ruach zunim b'kirbam v'et Hashem lo yadau. There is an inherent problem among the 10 tribes. And this end of the verse is really encapsulates the entirety of Hosea's experience. They have a spirit of harlotry in their midst, and Hashem they do not know. The idea of knowledge of Hashem, Yediyas Hashem, the word Yada, is always used for intimate knowledge. They've taken this intimate knowledge of connection and used it for outside sources and not to connect with Hashem. Vet Hashem lo yadau. They do not search out God. They do not wish to know God. And they're happy with these other gods that they're worshiping. And therefore, in Pasuk Hey, Va'ana Ga'on Yisrael, Rashi describes Va'ana as to testify. Va'ana Ga'on Yisrael B'fanav. The pride of Israel is going to testify against them. The fact that they had this pride when they sinned, and they sinned with an understanding of this is what we would like to do, that is ultimately going to be the testimony against them. Ve'Ephraim yikashelu ba'avonam, and Ephraim will stumble in their sins. Kashel gam Yehuda imam, and Yehuda, the two tribes, will follow suit, and also following their ways, albeit they had the temple and serving idolatry as well. And here, my friends, we learn a very important fundamental aspect for our own lives in terms of tshuva. The Balei Mussar point out that there is a major difference if a person sins and then gives a kretz, I can't believe I sinned. That I mitigates punishment. The feeling of remorse, the feeling of regret, I've done something wrong. I spoke the Lashon Hara, whatever it is, but I feel bad afterwards. The sin is much less because it's not a real rebellion against God. It's a human failing that happens to us at times. V'ana ga'on Yisrael b'fanav. However, when the Jewish people have this ga'on Yisrael, this pride that they know they sin and they feel good about that sin and they're ready to feel pride about it, that's going to lead to their downfall. And that is why Bitsonam Ufkaram Yelechu Levakeshet Hashem Veloyim So Chalatz Mehem. Even if the Jewish people will now go up to the temple and now offer the Son and Bakar, the sheep and the cattle, in order to appease God, they will not find him. Chalatz mehem, Hashem has left them. When a person is just going through the outer trappings, bringing the sacrifice and thinking to appease Hashem in that way, it's not going to work. Because if, as the Malbim points out, there's no inner connection, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be appeased. It's not just about going through the motions. It's about having that relationship, that Yediyas Hashem, that closeness to Hashem. Bashem Bagadu, they rebelled against Hashem. Ki Vanim Zarim Yaladu, they gave birth to foreign children. They gave birth to children who also are not aware and have this intimate relationship with Hashem. And therefore, the punishment is clear. Yochleim chodesh et chelkeihem. There will come a chodesh, a month, that will consume them. Obviously, a reference to the month of Av, to the month of the destruction of the temple. And here we have the warning of the punishment, both to Ephraim, the 10 tribes, as well as to Yehuda, who followed suit. Tiku shofar b'givah, verse 8, blow a shofar in Givah, which was a city in Binyamin. Chatzotzra b'ramah, blow a trumpet in Ramah. Hariu beit aven, sound, a sound in the city of beit aven. Acharecha Binyamin, after you, because the enemy is coming after you, Binyamin. Here is the warning that the punishment is on its heels. It's about to attack not only the 10 tribes, but also Binyamin. It's interesting that our rabbis note that if a person should see a shofar in their dreams, they should immediately, upon awakening, say, Vaya bayom mahu yitaka b'shofar gadol, and will be on that day you should blow a great shofar, to offset this pasuk, that the shofar shouldn't be a sign of warning in one's dream of doom and devastation, but rather be able immediately to translate the shofar as a sign of redemption and renewal. Continuing with the punishment in source in verse 9, Ephraim l'shama tiyeh. Ephraim is going to be totally destroyed. B'yom tochecha, on the day of the rebuke. B'shiftei Yisrael hodati nemana. Among the tribes of Israel, I have made the truth known. The Medrash points out on this pasuk that the Jewish people complained to Hashem that Hashem was taking out his wrath on the 10 tribes and showing favoritism to Judah, to Yehuda, who had the temple in their midst. And now Hashem is being able to tell them, Hodati Nemana, I will tell you, you will see the truth, and that you will realize that both Yehuda and the 10 tribes are being punished, that Hashem punishes everyone at the right time based on the retribution that is needed. And the reason why Yehuda will get punished in verse number 10 is Hayu Sarei Yehuda Kimasigei Gvul. Yehuda extended their borders. They went and followed the path of the 10 tribes in worshiping idolatry. And therefore, Aleihem Eshpoch Kamayim Evrati, upon them, upon Judah, I will pour my water like my wrath, an indication like water is poured, flowing freely. Hashem's wrath will flow freely on them. And here we have, till the end of the perek, the destruction of these tribes, as well as their trying so desperately to save themselves. Ashuk Ephraim, Ephraim is going to be oppressed. Ritzutz Mishpat, they are going to be shattered by their judgment. Ki ho'il halach acharei hatzav, for they have willingly followed the idolatry. Vanika Ashla Ephraim, Hashem says, I'll be like a moth to Ephraim, v'kirakav lebeit Judah, like a rat to the house of Judah. The moth, says the Malbim, is more of an external type of imagery. The rat is more internal. The Jews living in Yehuda had the ability of a much closer relationship with Hashem, and therefore the destruction and the implications of their sin is much greater, and therefore described like something rotting within. What is the response when the nations begin to see the 10 tribe and Yehuda Minyami, when they begin to see the enemy coming upon them? Verse 13, Vayar Ephraim et Cholyo. Ephraim is going to see his ailment, all of the challenges and troubles. The Yehuda at Mosro, and Yehuda is going to see as well his wound. They're going to see the punishment coming on them. Vayelech Ephraim el Ashur. So Ephraim is going to go to Assyria. Vayishlach el Melech Yarev, and Yehuda is going to send to the king of Yarev. But these kings will not be able to heal them. Again, using the imagery of some type of ailment, continuing with that theme at the end of the verse. And they're not going to be able to cure your wound. And it's so clear, because the wound is coming from something much deeper. It's coming from the rebellion against Hashem. So no national government, no outside help is going to be able to save them. And we often make this mistake, that we take a look at things that happen to us in our lives and we think that they're purely natural, and therefore we can respond in natural ways. What Hashem wants from us is, albeit we need to take the precautions and get the help we need, at the same time, there's an imperative to turn to Hashem. And that's what the people were lacking. Vet Hashem lo yadau. They didn't want to know and have a relationship with Hashem, and they were just relying on outside forces. And therefore Hashem says to me, Ki anochi kashacha l'Ephraim. I'm like a lion to Ephraim, v'kakfir l'beit Yehuda, and like a young lion to the house of Yehuda. Ani etrof, I am going to pounce on them. V'elech esha v'ein matzil, and I am going to carry them off. And there's no one who's going to be able to save them. It's not natural. And Hashem ends this chapter by saying, Eilech Ashuva El Mekomi. I, Hashem says, am going to return to my place in heaven. Ad Asher Yeshamu, until the people acknowledge their guilt. Ubikshu Panai, and they're going to seek my face. Batsar lahem yishachruni. And in their distress, they are going to come and seek me. And we know, as the Malbim points out, that the two times that people generally come towards God is either they recognize their guilt on their own and they do tshuva, or the problems bring them back to Hashem. And Hashem is clearly telling them that I am going to wait until you return to me. And at that point, I am going to be in heaven continuously waiting for you. And I'm going to give you wake-up calls. It's now your charge, your responsibility to come and seek me out. Vet Hashem lo yadau, not knowing God was the problem, and knowledge of God is the solution. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.